Texte numéro 79. 9 out of 10 people are biased against women, says alarming UN report. Bias against women is as entrenched as it was a decade ago, and gender equality progress has gone into reverse, according to a UN report. 9 out of 10 people of all genders have a bias against women, found the Gender Social Norms Index, a figure unchanged from data collected more than a decade ago. Published by the UN Development Programme on Monday, it found that half of people in 80 countries believe men make better political leaders, 40% believe men are better business executives, and a quarter believe it is justified for men to beat their wives. My expectation was that we would see some progress, because 9 out of every 10, I mean, how can it get any worse? Said Pedro Conceição, head of UNDP's Human Development Report Office. And it was also a period in which we saw, for example, the hashtag MeToo movement and a lot of visibility to the very shocking ways in which these biased norms affect women. Unfortunately, doing this exercise has been an experience of shock after shock. The first time that we released it, I was shocked with the magnitude of biases, and this time around, I was shocked with the lack of progress. The biases result in barriers for women in politics, business and work, as well as the stripping away of their rights and human rights violations, said the researchers. Despite women being more educated and skilled than ever before, there was a 39% salary gap with men, they added. This is truly alarming, said Anam Parvez, head of research at Oxfam GB. In 2021, one in five women were married before they turn 18. 1.7 billion women and girls live on less than $5.50 a day, and women continue to take on three times as much unpaid care and domestic work as men around the world. Heidi Stockel, a professor specialising in gender-based violence at Ludwig Maximilians University Munich, said a conscious effort and a strong commitment from all levels of society were needed to overcome entrenched bias. But there are signs of progress, she said, with a surge in education rates in places such as Bangladesh and higher representation of women in politics and in the economy. We have experienced a serious backlash and rollback of women's rights, most notably in Afghanistan, but also in the Western world with the election of Donald Trump, or in South Korea, where an anti-feminist president was elected recently, said Stockel. What makes me hopeful is that in the majority, the younger part of the population clearly resents this backlash and is striving for equal society. Adapted from The Guardian, June 2023.